The closely watched monthly jobs numbers will be the final such report released by the state in advance of the June 5th recall election. It's also a report Governor Scott Walker's administration sought to discredit before it was ever released. Walker's Department of Workforce Development Secretary Reggie Newsom held a conference call with reporters to discuss the numbers. He was upbeat as he opened his remarks.
More good news in the state of Wisconsin. Very, very good news.
Newsom said that's because the unemployment rate also ticked down from 6.8 to 6.7%. The unemployment rate comes from a different survey than monthly job numbers. State Department of Revenue economist John Koskinen said it's the more telling statistic.
The stronger emphasis should be placed on the household survey and not the establishment survey with that month-to-month wobble.
Others had a decidedly different take.
No, that's flat out wrong.
University of Wisconsin-Madison economist Steve Deller said the survey of employers used to gather monthly job numbers has always been more reliable than the household survey used to gather the unemployment rate.
For Wisconsin to suddenly come out and say that those numbers are no good is essentially saying, well, the numbers that we've been using for years and every other state uses are no good. And there's no reason to make that statement.
Deller said what the April numbers showed was that Wisconsin's economy continued to stagnate, with some months of job gains followed by months of job losses. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.